Welcome to Wonders of Wyoming. This wonder is the very definition of a self-made man. More after this.
It's time again to celebrate the big game, but if your game plan doesn't include a designated sober driver, you could end up with a DUI or worse. Law enforcement will be working overtime to find and stop buzzed and drunk drivers. They're on the offense to make sure that if you're over the limit, you're under arrest. If you fumble that ball, it could cost you up to $10,000, your driver's license, maybe even your job. Be a team player. If you choose to drink, designate a sober driver first. Brought to you by the Governor's Council on Impaired Driving.
He was born in Utah, but it was in Wyoming where he would make his fortune. He took a no-nonsense attitude about business and customer service to the western prairie of Wyoming. He and his wife staked it all on a little service station and motel. Starting in 1952, they worked hard and turned their little venture into the highest volume service station in the United States. Their next stop after Sweetwater County was Cheyenne. In 1965, the couple followed the same formula: high volume fuel sales, comfortable, affordable rooms, and service. 2 years later, in Casper, they purchased an oil refinery, and using that as the supplier of fuel for properties they owned, the family was truly on their way. In the centennial year of 1976, our wonder bought Sinclair Oil, one of Forbes magazine's richest men in America, and he started it all right here in Wyoming with Little America. Robert Earl Holding would pass away on April 19, 2013, at age 86. Earl Holding, a self-made wonder of Wyoming. I'm Dave Walsh, proud to live in Wyoming, and proud to tell her fascinating story.